from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, February 17th. Coming up, we'll get details from Champaign weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard about the winter storm hitting our area today. His conversation with Reginald Hardwick is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Because of the winter storm, several school districts have announced e-learning days for today. They include Danville District 118, Monticello, Muhammad Seymour, and Decatur Public Schools. Urbana District 116 has canceled afternoon pre-K classes. You can find a full list of closings and cancellations at illinoisnewsroom.org. Governor J.B. Pritzker is insisting that a statewide mask mandate he ordered is still in effect for most schools, despite new developments in Springfield. A bipartisan legislative panel on Tuesday rejected an extension of the emergency rule detailing how to implement his mandate. But Pritzker says his underlying executive order requiring masks is still in place.
The executive order is in effect. We still have a mask requirement in the state of Illinois for schools.
This all comes as an Illinois appellate court prepares to rule on whether to continue a restraining order blocking the school mask mandate in some school districts. The decision is expected as soon as today. The attorney behind that case argues that Tuesday's legislative decision affirms the restraining order, rendering further action by the court unnecessary. Despite intense objection from Republicans, the Illinois Senate yesterday advanced Judge Michael McCuskey for Legislative Inspector General. That's the person who investigates complaints against lawmakers. State Senator Jason Berrickman asked why Democrats are not following the process, noting the citizen-led selection committee did not interview McCuskey.
Possibly Mr. McCuskey's the answer to the problem before us, but the public won't know because you won't allow them to find out.
Republicans recently rejected candidates vetted by that committee. Senate President Don Harmon had enough and slammed his microphone.
We want a well-qualified legislative inspector general. Judge McCuskey fills the bill. I dare you to vote no.
Now the House needs to approve McCuskey's appointment. Carol Pope resigned the office in January because she said it did not have enough power. Corn ethanol has long been lauded as having fewer environmental impacts than gasoline. But as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, a new study finds the biofuel may not be climate friendly.
In 2005, Congress passed the Renewable Fuel Standard in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the transportation sector. But according to a recent study, it may have done the opposite. Tyler Lark is an author on the study and a scientist based at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says the policy incentivized massive corn production, which has a big environmental impact.
In general, when you convert something like a perennial grassland to an annually cultivated cropland, there's significant carbon emissions associated with that land use change.
He says more than 5 million acres of natural landscape were converted to crop production as a result of the renewable fuel standard. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about our upcoming winter storm from Champaign weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. His conversation with our news director Reginald Hardwick is next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece's hit series All Creatures Great and Small is back for a second season. James, Siegfried, Helen, and Mrs. Hall are all a part of it, saving animals, navigating romance, and living life to the fullest in beautiful Yorkshire Dales. It's a classic show full of heartfelt moments, captivating friendships, and a dash of mischief. Both seasons of the series are available for you to stream with WILL Passport. Learn how you can watch this charming show at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. About 2 weeks after a foot of snow fell on Champaign-Urbana, we have more winter weather headed our way today. The forecast for this storm has been much more uncertain, so our news director, Reginald Hardwick, spoke with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard this morning about what we can expect.
For Champaign County, specifically, we've got a winter storm warning that goes in effect this morning, and then that will last until 9 p.m. on Thursday evening. We also still have that flood watch in effect. That runs through 6 p.m. this evening with all of the rapid snowmelt and the rain that we've been seeing overnight into early this morning.
From now until noon, what can we expect?
Well, we're actually seeing a bit of a lull in the precipitation early this morning. So as you wake up and you start your day, it may be that there's no precipitation falling. As we get toward mid-morning, 9, 10 o'clock this morning, we'll start to see that precipitation begin, perhaps as rain changing over to freezing rain. And then as we get past noon, that's when we'll start to mix in some of that sleet. So a lull early in the morning, precipitation resumes mid to late morning.
Walk me through what will happen between noon and 6 p.m.
So through the early afternoon, we'll see that freezing rain transition over to sleet. And then it looks like it's probably early to mid-afternoon, somewhere between 1 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, that we'll start to see that transition over to snow. The earlier that we see the transition to snow, the more snow that we're going to be able to accumulate. Right now, again, with that mid-afternoon transition over to snow, it looks like we'll probably stack up around 2 to 4 inches of snow by the time we get to this evening across Champaign-Urbana. Higher totals as you head north up 57 toward even northern portions of Champaign County and then on into Ford and Iroquois counties.
When will the travel conditions be the worst today?
I would expect the worst travel conditions right around the Thursday evening commute. So the snow will start to accumulate quickly once it does. So a rapid decline in road conditions as we get into the late afternoon and into the evening. And then keep in mind those strong winds, especially in open and rural areas. Not only will the snow begin to accumulate fast, it will be blowing around out there. So reduced visibility, blowing and drifting issues creating hampering the road cleaning or the road clearing operations out there. So I do expect a pretty treacherous evening commute, and those risky and dicey conditions, those will continue into the overnight, although I think that we'll rapidly begin to improve as we get into Friday with sunny, clear conditions in place.
So Andrew, will most of the snow be out of here by 6 o'clock tonight?
So we'll still be seeing that snow falling during the evening. It's as we get just to the other side of sunset, right around 6, 7, 8 o'clock this evening, we'll see that snow begin to taper off. The winds will still be gusty into the early part of the overnight. Those too will begin to fade as we head into Friday morning. So a couple hours after sunset, we'll see that snow begin to taper off and pull away from the region.
What kind of conditions can we expect tomorrow morning when we wake up?
I think Friday morning, plan to leave a little extra time for your commute. I don't think it's going to be like what we saw two Fridays ago where, we were dealing with clearing a foot of snow from the roadways here, but plan on leaving a little extra time as you head out the door on Friday morning. But I think by and large, people will be able to get to the places that they want or need to on Friday across Champaign County.
How is the weekend shaping up? Will we see a lot of snow melt this weekend?
Well, the good news is, again, we'll be able to clear the roads quickly as we get into Friday. Sunny skies across central Illinois on Friday and Saturday. Sunny but cold on Friday and Saturday. We do start to rapidly warm back up. We'll be in the 40s on Sunday. So the snow will be around. Be able to enjoy it on Saturday and Sunday, but we quickly will likely begin melting that over the back half of the weekend into early next week.
That was meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, and we are posting his forecast as well as the forecast from the National Weather Service at illinoisnewsroom.org and also on our Twitter and Facebook pages. I'm Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, Andrew says cloudy and windy today with a wintry mix of freezing rain and sleet, changing to snow this afternoon with a high of 39 degrees. Ice accumulation of around a tenth of an inch and new snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches is possible. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Alex Degman, Dana Cronin, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.